Thank you so much. I echo what Pastor Murilo has just said. This is a double-edged sword issue. The reason why states need to collect and disaggregate data by race or ethnicity or any other similar demographic factor is to ensure the visibility, voice, and agency of people of African descent, because there are states that where people of African descent are just invisible. They're not counted. It's a question of identity, but it's also a question of provision and access to services, representation. So there is a need for data like the census or DHS or MIX to routinely collect and disaggregate data by race or ethnicity or however people want to talk about it. On the other side, as a person of African descent, I become very scared when people start to collect data on or about people of African descent because of the potential, including algorithmic bias, of misuse and abuse of such data. And it's not just garden variety protection of data in terms of access and privacy, so that a paragraph in the context of this declaration, whether it's at the top, in the middle, or the bottom, about the use of these data is absolutely critical to prevent the misuse and abuse of such data. And I'm not just talking about garden variety things like redistricting and access to credit or what have you. We know that that goes on. So that's the second point. The third point, I think, is there is a need for specific collection of data by the state or others that document things that or actions or the outcome of prejudice such as hate speech, violence against people of African descent, the destruction of whole neighborhoods, the removal of people from their lands, any of those manifestations that are specific negative actions simply because a person might be of African descent or because of the color of the skin or their ancestry. So that is critical. And then finally, as Pastor Murilo said, as the working group continues to say, we haven't yet plumbed the depths of the good and the bad of AI and digitalization. So that this declaration, which is forward-looking, should make space for these emerging and evolving issues around the universal nature of digitalization and AI, and ensure that we then do not have a world that is divided based on digitalization, so that we have digital natives and non-digital natives, the same way we had a world of developed and undeveloped or any other big divide. In other words, I'm concerned that we take some time, perhaps with a bit of expertise, certainly before the next reading of this draft declaration, to really dig into these issues and see what might best serve the interests of all human beings, all rights, all the time, but also look at the potential for good and ill with regard to people of African descent, which is the focus of this declaration. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.